Welcome to Dirty Laundry with yours truly, Naomi.
And Beston. How's it, guys? How's it, listeners?
So today, we're going to be talking about police robot dogs, right?
Woof woof. Yes.
Police robot dogs. And we're also going to be looking at, should children wear masks? Beston, do you think children should wear masks?
Interesting. So just children in general, from like toddler
children until like, because the vaccine is for people 16 years old and up, right?
Yeah.
So basically from day one,
I think, you
know, from day one till
I think so. 15. Hey, you kind of want to get them into the habit early, you know, especially now that we live in an age where it's like imperative to take care of your health and being, you know, prevention better than cure.
All right, hold that thought, because before we get into the discussion, here is your Lead Me Through by Lowly Hayes.
Active FM.
Remember, Christ's music is heart music.
You lead me through, you are my source of light. I know you'll lead me through, you are my
Okay, so back on the whole topic of children and wearing masks, right? Yeah. So there's this guy. His name is Tucker Carlson, right?
Tucker Carlson.
He's an American news anchor, basically. So right. He has a news show. Right. And on the show, he speaks about political things, right?
Right.
And people are mad, like every week, people are always mad. Twitter is raging. People have pitchforks and, you know, people are like...
Digital pitchforks.
They have brought out their digital pitchforks because live...
I'm live. On live television?
I don't know if it was live, actually. Is news live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because,
I mean, they say it's welcome to the 6 p.m. news, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so like... On live television,
yes,
he said that if you see a child wearing a mask, you must call the police because it is illegal, it is wrong, it is unlawful, it is extremely bad. So he says call the police. He literally said it's like going to a shopping center and you see grown-ups abusing a child.
Oh, wow.
What would you do? You would either get involved, you know, or you get the authorities, you get the police involved. So he says that if you see a child wearing a mask, you must literally call Child Protective Services.
That he went... he went... All in on that one.
He went all in. He says it's unacceptable, it's dangerous, and we should actually start acting like it's dangerous because it really is dangerous.
Oh my gosh. That's... the thing, you know, I thought the whole anti-mask craze would be like over and done with by now. Because I remember there was a time it was like at a super crazy high.
Yeah.
But sure, this guy clearly does not like his job as well, hey?
What do you mean he doesn't like his job? What does his job
cancel
have to do
culture.
About this? Oh, so you think that he shouldn't speak his opinion because he's going to be cancelled by the people?
You're on national television, hey?
Yeah, but he also has a responsibility on national television to speak his mind and to speak the truth.
I think, you know, on a news broadcast, I think you just do your job to read the news, you know. What's the news that's going on? And any of your, I think, personal opinions that you might have,
okay.
You take it elsewhere.
Okay, but his opinion is fact because research has shown that wearing a mask indoors, right? Okay, sharp, that's fine. But then wearing a mask outdoors, the infection, like, is really, really low, you know? Because there's, like, open air, you're far away from people. It's not that bad.
It's a preventative measure, you know?
It's a preventative
measure. You know, it's prevention is always better than cure. I would always advocate for that.
No, definitely. Definitely prevention is better. But how many people can actually say, like, with facts on facts, that masks actually
help?
Well,
we know that, especially that it also depends on the kind of mask you're wearing as well.
True.
So we know a lot of these commercially available, like masks that you can just easily get here and there, like a lot of them aren't as or they don't prevent the infection more than like your N95s and other masks and stuff, because they're specially made for that specific purpose. So it's a small step. It's you know, it's like when
it's a small step because they are small humans, eh?
You know, but you know, with that, that's a very extreme opinion to have.
It's not an extreme opinion.
It is.
Why is it an extreme opinion?
You're on TV. Millions of people are watching.
Okay, so just because I'm on TV,
and this isn't like your own show where you just voice what's on your mind. you have been given the responsibility of just telling people the news, you know. You have your own opinions. Go on social media and post
it. I like the fact that you said responsibility. Yes, because
to tell the news.
No, wait. News shouldn't be censored. You should be allowed as a
because now he's journalist. Speaking his
you should
own.
Be allowed to speak the truth.
How many?
You should be allowed. You've been given the platform. You should speak for the people who don't have a voice.
But how many, you know...
Because how many people are thinking it and they can't say it?
How many reports have we had where children have died from wearing masks?
How many reports have we had where children have actually been infected or infected other people?
No, but from wearing a mask. I just want to know, for him to say it's dangerous, that's what I'm saying, it's extreme.
I think it is dangerous because these little people's lungs are still developing, you know. They run around a lot. They can't breathe. They can pass out. Children, I think masks also can be a choking hazard, especially for like little kids, you know. They don't know better. Now you're putting this thing over their face.
They're not going to eat them.
They could. Children do weird things.
No, but I haven't done this research myself because this news is also new to me. But as of recent memory, I have not read or heard anything about children in numbers, droves of children passing out because they're wearing a mask. Like, you won't die. The masks won't kill you. Nor will they.
You don't know that.
Make your child sick.
Okay, so children go to school, right? Yeah. They play, they do sports, they do a lot of things, right?
No, but
and they can't breathe with these masks. Hashtag I can't breathe. You know, let's take it there. Hashtag I can't breathe. You know why? Because
opinion.
I'm a 7-year-old wearing a mask. I can't breathe.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. Because it's not like, especially like the masks, the surgical masks, for example. We can all breathe from those. At no point is any of us suffocating. No other
Have
kids.
Have you ever seen, right, a surgical mask that is the right size for a 7-year-old?
Especially now in
I'm
the
not talking about
phase.
The cloth ones. I'm not talking about your hectic freaking gas-proof ones, okay? I'm talking about your surgical ones. Have you ever seen
one that
is... I've
never went shopping for children masks.
Okay, so you've never seen a mask that fits a child right.
I've never went shopping for a child's mask.
You know what else this guy said? This Tucker, Mr. Tucker.
This guy has some really radical views.
He has radical views. Do you know what he said? He said that this is in agreement with the Biden administration. So Biden and his guys, Biden and his men, are just doing this because they can, basically.
What, making children wear masks?
Yes.
But, you know, and he said if you see a child, so we're now imagining public spaces, you're in a mall, you're near a playground, just happen to be driving, there's a child outside his house or on the side of the road, and if they're wearing a mask, but unless maybe you see the child struggling to, like, you know, they need to breathe, so they start pushing the mask down to gasp for air or something like that. Makes sense. I think this guy is just an anti-masker.
Let's look at it from the point of, I'm also an anti-mask
I still
girl.
Don't understand why you guys are anti-maskers.
Because it's unnecessary. It's uncomfortable. It's a lot of things.
So it's I guess, on your comfort. So because you're uncomfortable, you'd rather put yourself and others at risk.
But there's no even, like, solid proof to say, you know, like, they're always changing their views. First it was wear a mask. Then it was wear two masks. No, don't wear two masks. Wear one mask. No, don't wear. Like, you know, like, okay, Shapnam, if you guys really believe that a mask can keep us safe, which in all honesty, it can't really that much. As if COVID wants you, it's going to find you.
If I happen to run into you without your mask, it will find me. Definitely.
Yeah, but it's not like if I'm wearing a mask, then I'm 100% protected from COVID.
Yeah, but it helps keeps it low, hey? It keeps the it's lower than without a mask.
I genuinely think that it's not airborne. Do you understand? It's not in the air.
Yeah, but as you cough, you know, it's like when you cough or sneeze into your elbow. Yes. It's kind of like the same effect. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, sharp. Let's say somebody, I don't know. I think that I would probably get it from surfaces, as in I touched something, like I touched something that is...
Just sneezed onto a chair.
Then I touch that, and then I touch my eyes or my nose or my mouth or whatever. Then I'll get infected, right?
Also, I'm not going to get infected just... Or sneezes. You know, we're in a conversation right now. And now I'm like next to you. And
yeah, they cough and they sneeze on me, right? Yeah, then I'll get infected.
You know, if I had a mask where they cough and the sneeze molecules...
It's not like people cough and sneeze into their masks. They lower their masks and then cough and sneeze.
Which is how defeating the entire purpose.
Do you cough and sneeze in your mask? That's gross.
I would sneeze in my mask.
Your mask is basically wet then.
I would sneeze That's in gross. My mask.
That is very gross.
I would actually sneeze in my mask. I haven't been sick enough to be coughing. I've been sneezing. I've gotten to the point
That's
of sneezing.
Gross.
I would sneeze into my mask.
That is gross.
Because man, you lower your mask to chew. Now you're defeating the purpose.
Gross. You're not gonna hatu into the air. You're gonna hatu into your tissue or your elbow or your whatever.
I still think masks. We need to wear our masks.
Okay, so final thoughts on children wearing masks.
Yes.
Okay. Beston has masks, clearly kids. Lost his way from last week and gone back to his his very interesting ways and views and opinions. And again, this is why we all know that I am the sane person on the show. I say...
You want to see the world burn.
I don't want to see the world burn. I want to see children enjoy being children.
Without children suffocating
these limitations.
And falling over.
I will find you five children who.
I feel like you intentionally suffocate kids.
You know what?
Get kids with asthma to do like 5 laps and then just put a mask on them and then record a video. Like, look at this. See how this mask is doing? I think all of these people are just. Conspiracy theorists.
I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Yes. Because what
Speaking
do they have to gain?
Of conspiracy theories, right? Beston showed me an article where they have robot dogs, and I'm going to let him continue because right. That's as much as I know about this topic.
All right. So Boston Dynamics, right? They have engineers and stuff who are well known now for creating lifelike or lifelike robots, so not in terms of like androids where they look human, but just in their movements. They have really natural movements, really advanced kind of robotics.
Like what we see in the movies.
Yeah. It's like they have one, a bipedal robot. So these are ones on 2 legs.
Yeah.
They can like do front flips, back flips, dance.
So their whole purpose of this robot is for entertainment?
No. Of course,
front flips, applications.
They have more. They don't just have that. They have one called Stretch, which they introduced recently, which can lift and pack boxes. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? That doesn't look humanoid in any way. Mm-hmm. They have one called Spot, which is their dog.
Spotty.
Yeah. Which
Spotty.
Is their robot.
Spotty, come here, Spotty. Hello, Spotty.
As it comes and delivers you your mask.
Hello, Spotty.
So yeah, Spotty, as you've now renamed from Spot, is there?
Can
it's
you
like
make
a,
it sit, fetch, roll over?
Well, no, it's a robot, so you control it. You control it.
Okay.
So it just has like now vision, computer vision to just like, for example, if you just tell it to go forward and there's stairs, it sees that there are stairs, it adjusts how it moves. Mm-hmm. If the terrain is like uneven, if there's obstacles in the way, if you send it to walk and someone walks in front of it, it can stop, change direction.
Oh.
So, but anyway,
wow!
So Boston
amazing.
Dynamics had these robots.
That's like basic.
That's really amazing.
Oh wait! Oh like sorry, the, sorry. Like, that's amazing.
It is.
Why?
Like you know the logic you need to put in place for it to realize, hey, there's an obstacle. Hey, I need to stop. Let me change my direction. You're not doing this. It
oh,
realizes
by itself.
This. Yes. That
nice.
Is amazing. Anyway, So Boston Dynamics made this commercially available, I think, last year, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. The police, NYPD. NYPD leased one, basically, if I can say.
One only?
Oh, no, all. A few, let me say. Yeah. Into to use, to take to places which like could be too dangerous
like
for people to go into.
Dog.
Pretty much.
Oh, that's cool.
But this brought about a lot of public backlash.
People are always angry. We know
angry
that on the show.
About this. So one of the reasons was that it was too... They said it showed an image of overly aggressive policing.
Oh.
And how police are... Like they sent some to like the Bronx, which is like a very... Oh. How can
so
I say?
So does it like
interesting
bite people,
no, no, no,
attack
no
people?
It's just like... I can say surveillance. You know, you just want to see the area, map out an area. You send it in. It sees what's going on. You know, you can see what it's seeing kind of stuff. So people, one, got angry about the fact that now this could be a whole surveillance thing. Now they'll start sending this in for mass surveillance. Now people are just
only
being watched.
Only now people are bothered that they are being watched.
No, and the second one was the whole, it shows this dystopian future kind of image. So, you know, whole Terminator kind of situation. They were now linking it to that.
What's
like,
wrong
no,
with
we
that?
We can have this.
Why can't we, I'll be back also, you know? Why can't we, iRobot?
People don't want a future whereby they're being controlled. They think, you know, the whole robot apocalypse where being controlled by machines. And
we'll pour them with water. we've got the ocean. We've got an endless supply of water.
So people now were all freaking out about this. And literally, because of the public
understandably
backlash, They had to stop the run of this. They sent all the dogs back to Boston
Dynamics.
When has
the government or anyone, #BLM, ever listened to anything that the public said?
Well, this is one of the examples.
Oh, my goodness.
So the NYPD had to return all of the spots, the robot dogs, to Boston Dynamics because people were freaking out.
So we canceled this thing because people are freaking out?
Yes.
That's
not that it did anything malicious. Nothing whatsoever.
Wow. You know what the problem is, right?
Yeah.
21st century, we're still in the 21st century, right? I feel like in 2021, we entered a new century, didn't we?
I think we entered
so the 22nd century.
Yeah.
That is, sounds so weird.
It is. It does, hey?
So in this century, because saying the 22nd century sounds weird... The problem in this century is that people are overly sensitive and we have too many like made up rights. Like just because I don't like it, I have a right to say that it's wrong.
Pretty much.
Oh my goodness.
Which is very dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
It's a dangerous world to live in because soon enough it gets to a point where we start impeding on people's rights and freedoms of speech and just freedoms in general.
Yeah, then basically we're going to, instead of being this Armageddon of robots, we're going to be this... Have you ever watched The Giver?
No, I have not.
Okay, that's a story for
another
day. You know what? Your homework, the listener's homework, is to go and watch The Giver, a movie called The Giver. There's also a book called The Giver.
Sure.
And that's even worse than this robot.
Yeah, because on this, I was like, yay, because I'm always excited about advancements in technology and stuff and the applications we can bring forth from this. But now people lost their minds.
People lose their minds about a lot of things, and people are entitled to their opinion. Definitely have your opinion. Go for it. So final thoughts, Beston. Robot dogs, yes or no? Yes.
Masks, yes. Robot dogs,
oh my goodness.
Yes.
All I asked for was your opinion on the robots.
Robot dogs
your opinion
with masks.
On
double yes.
What? Okay, I say yes to the robots thing. And I feel like I'm only saying yes because people say no for no reason.
Yeah.
Okay, they did have reason and their reasons are valid.
Technophobia,
to them.
Pretty much.
Technophobia.
Yeah.
I think it's cool, though, because then you're not risking lives of you know, actual exactly. people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the question also comes, what if we can hack it? We can hack the
Well,
stock.
Of course, they would have like actual security systems yeah. in place and security measures.
So then,
and even if you do, there's nothing malicious they can do. These things just
you see.
Walk
so then, basically, there's no actual bad yeah. thing about this.
And surveil. Yeah.
Oh man.
Which is unfortunate. So I think it's a big step backwards in our policing. Hey, a really big step backwards.
I mean, we could have been advancing, but here we are stepping back.
Because people are freaking out.
All right. That is it from today's show. Beston has once again proven that he is an interesting
Genius.
Human being. I have once again proven that I am a very sane, logical human
Would
being.
Would you rather be sane
Thank
or
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening to the show. I got you. If Beston ever tries to lead you astray, I got you. That is it from me, Naomi.
And Beston.
Signing out. I'm coming in. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big. Active FM. Shoot a shot. I'm coming in. Radio has never been better.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Remind me of your endless mercy. When the wind starts to blow, when I find it hard to see my direction, I may not feel it yet, but you work it out, Lord. I'll keep believing. Jesus, you're my breakthrough. All things work together for my good. You work
pray to